A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chaf Beis, Menachas 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start at the Mishnah, which is a little bit below midway on the page. Nisariv kumtzo bekometz chaverto. If you have the kometz, that's the fistful that was taken, the handful that was taken from a mincha, from a flower type of offering, and the kometz of one got mixed with the kometz of the other. So now they're in the same bowl. B'minchas kohanim, if it got mixed with the minchas kohanim, b'minchas kohen mashiach, or the mincha of the special kohen, b'minchas nesachim kishera, or in a minchas nesachim, is all kosher, even though they are different types of menachos. And we'll see a distinction in a moment, particularly what the focus was, but they're all going on the Mizbeach, and it's fine, just process it, and everything that was supposed to go went on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'minchas Kohen Mashiach, B'minchas Nesachim Psula. If you have specific types of mixes, it's going to be puzzle. Shezu B'lilasa Ova, because one is being made very dry, v'zu b'lilasa raka, and the other is being made wet, v'hin bolo zu mizu, and these two types of kemitzos are drawing, absorbing, and therefore there's a problem. So Rashi explains that the kometz of the minchas nidvas Yisrael, coming from a Yisrael, b'lilaso ava, it's dry, lug li'isaron, it's only one lug. O minchas kohen mashiach, o minchas nesachem, b'lilason raka, but the kohen's is wet. Shalosha lugin li'isaron, it's three lugin for every isaron. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, we have the kometz of the dry one absorbing from the wet one. And therefore, we end up, as Rashi explains, havala riba shamna and chiser shamna. You have one of them getting more oil than it's supposed to, and one of them getting less oil than it's supposed to, and therefore it's possible. How do the Chachamim respond to such a problem? You have the two different kometz portions in the same bowl, and they're absorbing. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis writes, V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, Ho'el v'adin nosein b'kulam she'yisrefu. Since the halacha is that everything in this bowl is going to get burnt, ein anu choshishim, we don't have to worry that in the bowl, the kometz is absorbing and therefore becoming more shemen, less shemen, anything like that. V'halacha k'chachamim, once it's in the bowl to be put on the mizbeach, that's sufficient and you don't have to be concerned. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, P'suli HaMakdashim, Yir Aleph Chav Ches, indeed says, kometz mincha shenesar b'kometz mincha acheres, you have a mixture of two different menachos, but it's only the kometz. Makdir shenayim ka'achas, you just bring them on the mizbeach, v'ein k'sheros, and it's all kosher. If it wasn't too like menachos, but it's two very different menachos, it's still kosher. And you can bring it all on the mizbeach as one. And he adds on the reason, because all of it is going to the fire, and therefore we don't make a distinction. The distinction is when the mincha is being made before the kometz is taken. Once the kometz is taken, everything's in that bowl. That bowl is meant for the mizbeach, and it makes no difference. So our Mishnah addressed the topic of kometz being mixed with another kometz. We've said that the kometz is similar to the dam in an animal carbon. And the Gemara indeed proceeds and wonders what would happen if blood of one animal would mix with blood of another animal. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there. This is a discussion in Maseches Zvachim, which we did. Dam shenis ariv b'mayim. blood mixed with water. Im yesh ba maris stam kosher. If it still looks like blood, it's going to be kosher. Now, looking like blood, Tosfos over there says on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis in Zvachim that it's not chazusa ba'alma, it just has some tinge of blood, it's a little red. Blood obviously has a presence, even when it's diluted. It has to be maristam, it's a presence of blood, but as long as it has a presence of blood, it's kosher. Nisaru b'yayin, what happens if it got mixed with wine, red wine? Roen oso ki'ilu humayim. We view the amount as if it was water, and we see, would it have changed color? Nisaru b'dam behema, b'dam chaya. If it got mixed in with another animal, something that's not a carbon, roen oso ki'ilu humayim. Again, we view it as if it was water that got mixed in, and if it still has enough presence of blood to be called blood, you could still process it. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds blood never nullifies blood. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said ushne mikra echad dorshu. It's based on a pasuk. Let's pay attention because this is a paradigm for blood mixing with blood. We have such a case in the avoda of Yom Kippur. V'lokach midam hapar umidam hasoyer. The Kohen Gadol is going to take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat. And says Rashi, even though they already mixed the blood of the par with the blood of the soir, and everybody knows, the Gemara continues, Hadava Yodua, Shedama Shapar Meruba Midama Shal Soir, that the blood of the par, the bull, is much greater than the blood of the soir, the goat. Nevertheless, the blood mixing with blood in a carbon setting is still considered blood, and they're still able to do the necessary applications. So you see that blood with blood by a carbon is going to continue to be considered blood. But in all other scenarios, if it's not a carbon, or if it would be wine or water, then we would have other guidelines. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.